Hey y'all, welcome back to Start Your Business with Sarah Klein. My name is Sarah Klein and I am your business coach and host. Okay, third mini-sode of my vacation time is all about the following high ROI question. What would you do if you couldn't quit? Oh my gosh, I don't know about you guys, I just got chills from that one. What would you do if you couldn't quit? One of my coaches actually asked this, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, it's always stuck with me. And I know that this time of year, at the time of this recording, you know, we are in the middle of December 2022, the year's almost over. I know, you know, we have like the least amount of daylight out of all of the year. I know that it can be really tempting for you to want to just start rethinking this whole entrepreneurship thing. I mean, that was me a year ago, y'all. You guys who know me on Instagram, you know my story. It was between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2021 that I decided to go like full on emergency escape parachute out of my business. I applied to like a bajillion tech jobs. I had 2 job offers by Christmas Eve, all for above 6 figures. And on the brink of it all, oh my gosh, I was so close to accepting one of them. And then I called my sister and I was just crying in tears. Because I just, like, something in me knew that I did not want to give up on my business. Something in me just knew I wanted to keep building Brand Cake. And I did this journal entry, which I highly recommend. This could be a whole other high ROI question if we were to do another one of these mini-sodes. I did a journal entry answering the question for myself, like, if I was going to write my own obituary, what would I want that obituary to say? And that exercise honestly told me everything I needed to know, because everything in that obituary related to my career was about the businesses I built, and nothing in it was related to the tech career, any of that. I mean, it wasn't even related to like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't related to any of that. So anyway, you guys know that last year I almost quit, and then I didn't, and so I feel you if you are right there emotionally, because I was there too at this time of year. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, maybe in 2023 I can get back into corporate, give it a new start, whatever. And I, as your business coach, I'm here to say, come on now. If this business is your dream, let's fight for it. What would you do if you couldn't quit? Because I guarantee you, if you are entertaining thoughts of quitting now, you have probably been entertaining them even at a subconscious level throughout this entire year. And that is why you are looking at your business and you're like, oh man, I don't feel like this is entirely where I want to be. So what would you do if you couldn't quit? In the same way, we're like, you know, I don't know, you can't really quit eating. So, like, if your favorite grocery store was closed, you would figure out another way to get food on the table. You know what I mean? I think in a lot of our minds, like, the idea of making money with our business is some big, mysterious, vague thing. But really, it could be as systematic as, oh, the grocery store closest to my house is closed. Where can I get other groceries? If you weren't going to quit, you would be problem solving at that level. So, that being said, what would you do if you couldn't quit on your business? And as some follow-up questions to continue this high-quality line of thinking, what are you considering so unsolvable, so uncomfortable in your business that you are entertaining distractions? How is it true that those things you are thinking are unsolvable could actually be solved? If you were Oprah, how would you solve it? If you were me, how would you solve it? If you were your favorite entrepreneur who you look up to, what would she have to say about it? Whatever. This is how you start shifting your focus away from, ugh, this isn't fixable. How do I escape? How do I quit? And back into, okay, I know there is an answer out here. I just have to find it. I just have to experiment and troubleshoot my way to finding it. I just have to get any help that I need to be able to find it. And you're going to find it. I promise you. You really will. Okay. That is the minisode for today. Next week, I will be back with a full-length regular episode. Tell me what you think about these mini episodes on Instagram at brandcake.biz. Because listen, if you like them, I might keep doing them. I mean, it's kind of been fun for me. I don't know about you guys. And of course, if these high ROI questions over the past 3 weeks have really got you thinking, it's a sign that we should work together. Boo, boo, boo. It is the absolute best time for a business coach, because with a business coach working with me, you can have all of 2023 gaining momentum towards your goals. Like, hello. It's like, do you want 12 months of momentum, or do you want 8 months of momentum, or 6 months of momentum, or 2 months of momentum? Obviously, you want 12 months of momentum. That's going to give you the most momentum. So give yourself the most momentum. Get yourself the gift of a business coach this holiday season. You can book a discovery call with me using the link in the episode description. And we'll talk when I get back from the UK, which is going to be in just a few days here. We'll have our conversation probably sometime in December. Okay, with that, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye!